Korea tries to hijack stolen EULA funds and China to supply Russia with a test firewall system. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Aird. Today is the 24th of March, and this podcast episode is brought to you by Thinxt, the makers of the much-loved Thinxt Canary. In today's top story, the US Federal Trade Commission is seeking comment from the public on the business practices of cloud computing providers. Politico reported 2 weeks ago that the White House is considering regulating the cloud industry, fearing that some of its business practices could lead to major cybersecurity incidents. The FTC says it wants to know if customers have the ability to negotiate their cloud computing contracts or if they're stuck in take-it-or-leave-it standard contracts. The agency also wants to know if cloud providers compete with each other to ship secure products and if cloud providers notify customers of security breaches. In other news, Russia and China have signed several treaties of cooperation, including on cybersecurity topics. According to Russian news outlet Octagon Media, China will provide Russia with test system firewalls. What these firewalls will actually do is pretty vague, but they will be deployed in Russia's largest urban centres such as Moscow, St. Petersburg, Kazan, Vladivostok, Grozny and other cities with more than a million people. The two governments also agreed that their intelligence services cooperate on cybersecurity issues, although details on this are not public. North Korean hackers tried to phish the individual behind the $197 million EULA finance hack in an attempt to hijack some of the stolen funds. The phishing attempt took place earlier this week and was spotted by Mudit Gupta, the CISO of blockchain company Polygon. Gupta says the phishing attempt consisted of an on-chain message sent to the EULA hacker from a cryptocurrency address linked to North Korean hackers. The message asked the EULA hacker to download a special tool and use their wallet's private key to decrypt and view a message. EULA urged the hacker not to download the tool and attempt to view the message. The company is negotiating the return of the stolen funds with the hacker, and EULA executives feared the attacker would lose the funds, rendering the negotiations useless. Google's Mandiant division reports that an increasing number of hacktivist groups are making false claims about compromising critical infrastructure OT. Mandiant observed false claims coming from hacktivist groups involved in the Russian-Ukrainian conflict, such as GhostSec and Team One Fist, but also hacktivists targeting Israel, such as the Iraqi group Al-Tahrir Team and Arabic-speaking hacktivist group Force Electronic Quds. The Clop ransomware and data extortion gang has started listing companies it compromised with a recent zero-day vulnerability in the Fortra GoAnywhere file-sharing server. 29 companies have been added to Clop's dark web portal. These are companies the Clop gang claims to have hacked and stolen sensitive documents from. Some of the bigger names listed among victims include The Virgin Group, Pluralsight, Hitachi Energy, cloud provider Rubrik, Grey TV, and the City of Toronto, Canada. According to TechCrunch, the gang claims it's used the GoAnywhere vulnerability to steal data from at least 130 companies. Meanwhile, Palo Alto Networks Unit 42 team has discovered a massive malware campaign that's injected malicious JavaScript code into thousands of websites since early 2022. The malicious code was found on more than 170,000 distinct pages across more than 51,000 websites, which is a lot of domains. Unit 42 says the purpose of this campaign was to take visitors from the legitimate sites and redirect them to malicious ones hosting online scams and adware-infested applications. GoDaddy's security division says the overwhelming majority of credit card skimming malware they find on compromised websites these days targets the WordPress WooCommerce plugin. Also known as Magecart scripts, e-skimmers or web skimmers, this type of malware was initially developed to target Magento stores, but threat actors have switched to targeting WooCommerce as more and more online stores began using it. Securi says the most recent Magecart script it spotted hid inside an authorized .NET payment gateway module for WooCommerce stores. A suspected Chinese cyber espionage group has launched a fresh set of attacks against telecommunication providers in the Middle East. A joint report from security firms SentinelOne and Q Group says the attackers are in their early phases. Researchers say the attackers are also using tools associated with Operation Softcell, which is an older telco spying operation. SentinelOne has dubbed this new activity Operation Tainted Love, and says early clues suggest this may be the work of a Chinese threat actor known as APT-41 and Gallium. And lastly, CISA has open-sourced a new tool to help network defenders detect malicious activity in Microsoft Cloud environments. Named Untitled Goose Tool, it supports Microsoft Azure, Azure Active Directory, and Microsoft 365 environments. The tool can be used to extract logs, analyze configurations, and review sign-ins and artifacts for suspicious activity. And that is all for this podcast edition. Closing the episode is Thinxt senior full stack engineer Peter Schmidt, introducing the company's latest feature, the Azure Login Certificate Token.
Hey, it's Peter from Thinxt Canary. We have always provided canarytokens.org as a free service to the community, and millions of people have used it to detect badness over the past few years. One of our most popular canary tokens has always been the AWS token. We give you working AWS credentials and you store them on your CFO's machine or your secret server. An attacker who compromises that machine has to try the credentials and you get a message letting you know your CFO has been owned. Last week, we released the Azure version of this token on the free server. Simply visit canarytokens.org, select Azure token, and place it where you need. It's dead simple and it works. Check it out. Completely free at canarytokens.org.
And that was Peter Schmidt from today's sponsor, Thinxt. You can find links to all the reports mentioned in this show in our newsletter at riskybiznews.substack.com. Have a great weekend.